4, Reconstruction. To truly understand the situation of the dinosaurs around the KT boundary, we need to understand the paleoecology of that time on Earth. Paleoecology is an extension of the discipline of ecology, attempting to understand the interactions of organisms with their environment using geological, the rocks tell you what the soil was like, and thus tell a lot about the abiotic, non-living environment, and paleontological, what plants and animals are found, as fossils tell you a lot about the biotic, living environment, evidence. With the problems of the fossil record and time resolution, it is difficult to understand the paleoecology of a region at a specific time in the past. 5. The Signor-Lips effect. Proposed by Phil Signor and UCMP's own Jerry Lips, this concept helps us to understand the limitations of the fossil record. The theory states that groups of organisms may seem to go extinct in the fossil record before they actually do. This is an artifact of the fickle nature of the fossil record rather than an actual extinction. Thus, it is possible that some groups of organisms did not go extinct at the KT boundary, and also possible that some organisms that seemed to have gone extinct earlier may have survived up to the boundary and then gone extinct. This matter further complicates the important issue of the selectivity of the KT extinction, discussed later.